The Great American Outdoors Act, passed during the Trump administration, authorized nearly $2 billion a year for 5 years to reduce deferred maintenance on public lands across the country. It's aimed at reducing some of the backlog of work for public agencies.
As we know here in Southeast Alaska, stuff wears out, and it wears out pretty quick because we live in a very wet climate. So this is a new funding source to tackle those challenges.
That's James King, the Forest Service's Director of Recreation, Land, and Minerals in the Alaska region. The new funding greatly expands the maintenance work the agency can do each year, and the money's targeted at repairs or replacement on existing facilities. The Forest Service has already announced a list of improvements for the Tongass and Chugach National Forests for 2021 and for work proposed under the Biden administration's budget for 2022. King says the pandemic year put off some of that.
The districts worked really, really hard to do the best they could to keep things maintained and open, because we knew there were a lot of people with everything else shutting down that just wanted to get outside and recreate. And so they did work really hard at that. However, some of the projects that were scheduled and planned to be worked on, because we didn't have as big a crews or contractors weren't as available to do work, there were quite a few projects that were postponed, and we're catching up on those this year, trying to keep up with things.
It's estimated the deferred maintenance on roads, trails, and bridges alone on forest land in Alaska totals around $120 million, not counting recreational cabins and other facilities. The new funding source will mean over $12 million in repair work for 2021 and over $11 million proposed for the Tongass and Chugach in 2022. Mim Iben is the Forest Service's co-leader on an agency team for allocating the money in the two national forests.
Every district on both forests had at least one project funded in 2021. And those projects are, we anticipate many of the projects will be implemented in this summer. Now, you know, things come up during construction season, especially post-COVID, but that is the plan as for right now.
On the Tongass, the work for this year includes cabin and shelter repairs, along with road, bridge, and culvert replacement. The list for 2022 will be finalized during the congressional budget process later this year. Iben says the agency has a public comment period underway this summer on work that could happen in 2023 or later.
We'd like to look at the way that these projects will be affecting the communities and really are interested in soliciting feedback on that experience as well. So we combine all of those metrics together and then try to rank out the projects in that way and submit the ones that are top priorities to the Washington office.
In the Petersburg area, the funding will mean reconstruction of the Ideal Cove Trail on eastern Mitkoff Island, expected to happen this year. Others proposed for funding next year are replacement of the floating bridge portion of the Omer Creek Trail and decking on the trail to Blind River Rapids. The proposed budget also would fund deck replacement for the outdoor hot tub at Chief Shake's Hot Springs on the Stikine River, reconstruction of the Cathedral Falls Trail near Cake, and replacement of a bridge on St. John's Creek on Zarembo Island. A lot of the work could be done under contract by private companies. Harvey Hergett, the Forest Service's Director of Engineering and Information Management, encourages people to submit comments on needs for the next few years.
We've suffered some economic downturn, especially in Southeast and South Central, with cruise ships not coming in and the tourist industry being down a little bit. So this is an opportunity to supplement some of those local economies and help stimulate them a little bit, put some folks to work.
There's an online interactive map to see repairs that are already funded or proposed for next year and to submit comments on future needs. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.